All right, that was Hey Soul Sister by Train, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome back. Oh.
For our last show of the semester.
Yeah, I was just about to say welcome back for our last show, but you beat me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the last Saturday Coldplays for the semester.
Mm-hmm.
And
hopefully ever. Hopefully have a better time
slot. But that's okay. We'll let you guys know, keep you updated. What's our theme for today, Reese?
It's songs about hello and goodbye.
Yeah, very fitting. We're going to try to switch halfway through, do the first half hello, first half goodbye. But there's more goodbye songs than there are hello songs. Mm-hmm. So you'll notice the switch when it comes. What do we have up next?
We have Hello by Adele, which I'm displeased with.
But it's so fitting for the theme.
Yes, but Adele doesn't need to exist.
Really? I like some Adele songs.
Does anyone listen to Adele, actually?
I guess I don't know. I haven't listened to Adele by choice.
Like, it's always just what's on in, like, a Whole Foods.
Yeah, but no one's true.
Nope. I'm going to relax in my home and put on some Adele, you know?
Yeah, well, we're going to relax at the radio and put on some Adele.
Well, I guess.
So here's your, I guess, monthly Adele not by choice listen.
Yeah.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Thank you.
do I? I'm fine if you let me be alone when I cry. I never really talk much, keep it inside. To find someone who cares is getting harder to find. We should be dancing in the sun. It's hard when everything is numb. I'd like to try and feel okay. So if I call, what would you say? Hello. Sick of affection, and then I get distant. I start getting lifted, then I'm fine on my own. If I dial your number, don't pick up the phone. Even if you're alone, it feels like nobody's home. But I'm only a lover, not really the type that your mama would like. Can barely handle myself. We should be dancing in the sun. It's hard when everything is numb. I'd like to try and feel okay. So if I call, what would you say?
Always.
me for the money. She thinks I left them in the will. The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's me, I am the problem. It's me, it's me, I am the problem. It's me, I. Everybody agrees, it's me.
All right, that was Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift and Hello by Role Model.
Yeah, I like that Hello by Role Model. I forgot it existed until I looked up Hello in the Spotify search bar and that one came up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Anti-Hero was a suggestion, which is a bit borderline.
Yeah.
But she does say hello a lot, I guess.
Yeah. It's also, it's a little bit of a reach, but it's better than not having a Hello song. Because are we running out of Hello songs?
Yeah, we are. This next one's arguably the last one.
Yeah. Well, we almost made it halfway. We made it a third of the way with Hello songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do we have up next?
This next one's Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. Which, ooh, doesn't that just encapsulate
the
whole thing?
Yeah. I was going to add Hey Goodbye by Quinn 92.
Oh, yeah.
But then I saw you had Hello Goodbye, and so I thought it would be a little repetitive.
Yeah, I almost did Hey Jude, but it seemed like a lot of Beatles.
Yeah. But, well, here's Hello and Goodbye, because it transitions.
Yeah.
I love.
And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. 'Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
All right, that was Hello by Lionel Richie, which was a suggestion from my mom.
I like that one. That was a good song.
And I think I have heard it before, okay. Although I could not have named it before today.
It sounded a bit Disney movie in like some parts of it, but I liked it. It was good, relaxing. And I think we're transitioning to the goodbye part of the show, which is good. We made it 25 minutes of Hello. That was a lot more than I thought we were going to get. So thank you for the suggestions. Right now we have Okay, Love You Bye by Olivia Dean, she's really good. I like Olivia Dean quite a bit.
She won Best New Artist, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, this year they got it right. Wasn't it, what year was it that Noah Kahan got swindled?
I think it was our first year of college.
Yeah,
because
I remember watching
it. I guess the 24.
Yeah.
The spring 24.
So then who won sophomore year? Was it someone we'd never heard of?
Was it Jelly Roll?
No, it couldn't have possibly
been
Jelly
Roll. Didn't
Jelly
Roll win it kind of recently? Maybe that was something else.
I thought he just won something else.
Best New Artist 2025. Oh, Chapel Run.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I feel like she deserved that, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember who won it freshman year. I just know that it wasn't Noah Kahan.
It's Victoria Monet.
I still don't know who that is. Oh, well. Noah Kahan actually wrote a song about not winning the Best New Artist. If you guys want to give it a listen, it's called Orbiter. At least I'm pretty sure that's what that's about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right now, here's back to Olivia Dean. Okay, love you, bye.
Someone else, but you're no angel, please. So could you just put up with me? If you can't see my mirrors, then I can't see you. So don't say you won't forgive me, cause you always do. At least you say you do. It's funny how when it's upside down, I push through. I just put up with you. I just put up with you. I just put up with you.
Start up.
All right, that was See You Again by Miley Cyrus and Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Yeah, I like See You Again by Miley Cyrus. It's always a banger. I used to have dance parties by myself, and I'd play this over the speaker at our house, and I'd just dance. But I couldn't dance because I just can't dance, so I'd just jump up and down.
Right.
And then I'd wear myself out.
Is that like early Miley Cyrus? It sounds like it's from like Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I think it was from Hannah Montana. It's from 2007, I think, if I can read that right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a banger of a song. I also wanted to do See You Again by Tyler, the Creator, but that one is explicit. And this one is more pump your fist.
Yeah.
Able.
Wow, you have a very important public service announcement.
I do. One of our favorites, even. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I went to a restaurant. You have a thought.
We just like that PSA because they name so many fruits.
There's another PSA where they name even more, but we can't find that one. So
yeah,
we had to do the second best that we could.
Also, why is it called like dried apples or dried blueberries, but then it's raisins?
That's true. Why isn't it just dried grapes?
For dried grapes.
I don't know. Prunes are dried plums.
Is that right? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Some of them have fun names and other ones don't. Fascinating. I was at a restaurant the other day, and they asked what I was allergic to, and I said nuts. And she goes, the only nuts we have in this facility are the ones who walk in and the ones who work here, which was funny. But then the people at the table that I was at didn't hear it, and so they're like, what'd you say? So then she had to repeat it. But she said the exact same way, so it like was clearly a rehearsed line, which is good because it's a funny rehearsed line, but not when you hear it two times in a row.
Yeah, that I would have bailed, I think.
Yeah.
I would have. Just been nothing. She'll be fine.
Yeah. So yeah, it was funny. But back to our goodbye. What do we have up next?
If You're Gonna Go Far by Noah Kahan, which I guess is a goodbye song.
It is goodbye.
Let's pack up. Yeah.
Yeah. This is in honor of the new Noah Kahan album.
Yeah, which we couldn't find a song that really fit.
Yeah. Also, about 90% of them are explicit.
This is also true.
So that makes it a little bit harder. Even You're Gonna Go Far is explicit, but I found the clean version.
Ah, good.
I just don't think that this new album has clean versions out yet. I may be wrong, but there's about 3 non-explicit songs out of 21, which is exciting, but not for the radio. Maybe next year we'll get a late slot where we can play whatever we want.
Hope not. You won't be up for it.
No, that's true. What time does the explicit hours end?
6 a.m. goes 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, 10 p.m. No, that's way too late. I will not be awake for that. Never mind. But here's You're Gonna Go Far by Noah Kahan, clean version.
The only time I got to praying for a red light is when I saw your destination as a deadline. It's just normal conversation, babe, it's all fine. Making quiet calculations where the fall lies. It's as good a land, or at least it was. It takes a strong hand and a sound mind. The college kids are getting so young, ain't they? They're correcting all the grammar on a spray paint. And I even gave up driving after nightfall. I got tired of the frat boys with the brights on. It's as good a land, or at least it was. It takes a strong hand and a sound mind. It makes me smile to know when things get hard. Ooh, you'll be far. Ooh, you'll be far from here. That while I clean step in the yard, ooh, you'll be far, ooh,
far from here. So pack up your car, put a hand in your heart, say whatever you feel, be wherever you are. We ain't angry at you, love. You're the greatest thing we've lost. The birds are still sing, your folks are still fight, the porch are still creak, the leaves are still die. We ain't angry at you, love. We'll be waiting for you, love.
Thank you.
That was Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp.
I feel like we hear Goodbye Stranger quite a bit. Like, in general, in life.
Yeah. Zach plays it a lot.
That's
at the house.
Yeah.
I've also played some other Supertramp on the show this semester.
I think Supertramp just all sounds very similar to me.
Yeah.
It's a good song, though. I like the song. That makes sense that Zach plays it a lot.
Yeah.
Up next, we have Letting Go by Jeremy Zucker, which is perchance a little bit of a stretch, but I wanted to include some Jeremy Zucker. And in his entire what do you, discography?
Discography.
Yeah, that one.
Discography.
Well, I'd like to throw some extra letters in there, just like they, how like, well, how they like to throw some extra fruits in their little dried fruit PSA.
Yeah.
This was the one that was most like goodbye-esque and non-explicit. But yeah. Anything else?
Well, this is probably our last talk.
Oh, yeah, wow. Time flies.
Because we have this, and then we have an Elton John song, which is often played at the conclusion of things.
Well, goodbye.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the fall. Reese might do a few slots over the summer.
Yeah. Well, you might be around.
I might be around. We'll see you eventually.
But, yeah, mostly in the fall.
Yeah. Until then, enjoy these last two songs. Mm-hmm. Bye.
We were three kids in the backyard with a spaceship and a toy car. It was perfect till we had to come inside. Now we're three men in the same spot with a shovel and a shoebox. It's the first time that we've had to say goodbye. Well, I know no one wants to dig the hole, but there's nothing quite like letting go. It was summer, I was in Maine. Must have lost her in that time frame. If I'm honest, it was hard to be away. Wrote a love song on my guitar, and she dumped me through a postcard. It's the first time that I knew my heart could break. Well, I've won and I've lost, and it blows. It's the first and the only love I think I've ever known. If it's true that what hurts you helps you grow, then there's nothing quite like letting go. There's nothing quite like letting go. Oh, there's nothing quite like. Saw my mother and she asked me, how's your brother? Is he happy? He'll be alright, he just needs some room to breathe. Now we're both here, living on the west coast, kind of back where we started, just doing it alone. It's not easier, it's just a little bit different. Still, I know that you never let it show, but I bet that it's scary watching all your kids leave home. Sometimes plants need a bigger pot to grow. It's not wrong, it's not right, making room in your life. Oh, there's nothing quite like letting go. But there's one thing that I'd undo. When I said I didn't love you, it was stupid, I was just too scared to see. But you showed me what it means to be home in a world we'll never have to be alone. It's so obvious, you're one of a kind. I'm still learning to give up some control. I wonder where we'll get married and the shade will paint our home. It's not hard to imagine growing old. With you here in my life, it's a beautiful ride. Oh, there's nothing quite like letting go. Going to land.
stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
One more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to